Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Matzot Masay. So we are smack in the middle of the 3 weeks, Bnei Netzarim. There are many, many things to learn from this week's parasha. But one of the most crucial things is we find the third and final time that the Torah points out that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. And his getting upset, getting angry, and soon we're going to see, extremely justifiably, costed him certain halachot that he was supposed to teach Am Yisrael, and he lost it, and it was given over to Elazar HaKohen. The Gemara, in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph, speaks about the woes of being bekaas. Kol HaKohes, Kol Mine Gehinnam Shultim Bo, all sorts of terrible things that happen. Kol HaKohes, Keinu Oved Avodah Zarah. All of the famous Ma'amari Chazal about a person who gets angry are there. The Gemara says, listen to this. There's another Gemara, Masichet Pesachim, that also talks about this in Daf Samach Vav. Resh Lakish amar, kol adam shekoes, im chacham hu, chuchmato mistaleket mimen. If a person gets angry, if he's wise, he forgets his learning. Says Gemara Menalan, where do we learn this from? Moshe. We learn it at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Neymar, vayiktzof Moshe al pekudei achayim. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at the generals who came back from the war with Midian. What do you get upset about? That they didn't kill the women. And now, what happened right afterwards? Immediately right afterwards, Nita'alma mimenu alacha shne'emar, bayomer el'azar ha'kohen l'anshei ha'tzava ba'im l'milchama, zo chukat ha'torah sh'tzivah Adonai et Moshe. He taught them all of the dinim of hag'alat kelim, of tevilat kelim, all of those dinim which were supposed to be taught to Am Yisrael by Moshe Rabbeinu, ended up being taught by El'azar HaKohen. Now, the Gemara says that there were three times, the Midrash says, there were three times in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu got upset and forgot halacha. The first time was where? By the man. He told them, don't go out to collect it on Shabbat. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Says the Midrash, he forgot to teach them right afterwards, Hilchot Shabbat. He's supposed to teach them right then by the man, teach them Hilchot Shabbat, he forgot. Second time, we find in Parashat Shemini. We find, ve'et sa'ir ha'chatat, darosh darash Moshe, b'ine sorah, v'yiktzof Moshe, al Elazar v'itamar, b'nei Aaron ha'notarim lemon. Madua lo achaltem et ha'chatat mikom ha'kodesh. Yeah? He said, why'd you burn it? Why'd you eat it? I told you to burn it. And the third and final time is over here by Midian. Rabotai, in each one of these cases, it's a tremendous thing. You might think that anger is a bad midah. Why? Because in general, people's anger comes from a place of rationalization. People love to rationalize their midot ra'ot. The Rambam writes that one of the two midot that a person has to go mina katze la katze. In general, by midot, a person has to take the middle path. What he calls the shvila zahav. But there are two midot which are actually linked. They go hand in hand that a person has to stay away from and go to the other katze. What are they? Ga'ava and ka'as. Now, in general, when a person gets angry, the Yetzirah is master of telling a person, no, it's l'shem shamayim, you have to get angry, it's a mitzvah. But the Gemara that says that a person forgets his learning is not only talking about, you know, unjustified anger. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's work backwards. In this week's parasha, when in this week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, was that anger unjustified? You better believe that it was justified. Moshe Rabbeinu told him exactly why he got mad. The Sichot Musa says beautifully. The entire downfall of Am Yisrael as a result of Benot Midian was what? 24. The women. Hen hena hayu libnei Yisrael bidvar Moab. Right? These were the women that caused them to sin. How could you leave them alive? That was exactly the thing. Rabotai, let's look back at the man. Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he get angry at Am Yisrael when they went to go search for man on Shabbat? What was the lesson of the man? The lesson of the man was, Hashlecha l'Hashem yadecha v'uichal kelecha. How often did the man come? Once a day. It wasn't once a week, it wasn't once a month. Every single day, Am Yisrael had to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for today's sustenance and for tomorrow's sustenance. The Gemara says, Masechet Sotah, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, מי שיש לו פת בסלו ואומר מה אוכל למחר, הרי זה לקטני האמנה. The Gemara says that the person has what to eat today. And he says, what will I eat tomorrow? Very, very small of emunah. The man was supposed to infuse, the nes of the man was supposed to infuse Am Yisrael with emunah ba'akadosh Baruch Hu. When they went out to collect on Shabbat, they were questioning the very nes. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's anger was tremendously justified. And yet, that didn't help him. He still forgot his learning, which leads the Sichot Musar, Gaon Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, leads him to the conclusion that forgetting one's learning as a result of Kaas is not a punishment, it is a result, cause and effect. Which means, you could be a Tzadik Yisod Onam. You stick your finger into an outlet, you're going to get electrocuted. Is it a punishment? No, cause and effect, right? That's the way it works. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tovei and the Bri'ah, even for justified anger. That's why the Gemara says, the Chachamim, when a person has to chastise people in his own home, the Chachamim would only show their anger on the outside. On the inside they were calm. In order to discipline them, they showed external fake news kind of anger. Because when a person gets internally angry, then that has severe repercussions that we see from Adon and Nevi'im Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashem. And he says, you know, what do you see from this? It's very interesting. Torah is unlike any, what does that mean? A person could be a tremendous Talmid Chacham, boom, he gets angry, forgets a portion of his learning. How's that fair? How does that work? Says the Sichot Musa, one of my favorite Bertlach. And he says like this, Bertlach, Vart, one word. In the plural, Vart, Bertlach. Yeah? Okay?
Like Vart.
Like Vart, yeah, but that wouldn't, grammatically, that doesn't make any sense in the English. Aval mikol makom, so says the Sichot Musar, as opposed to any other subject under the sun, can a person be a math professor, know, you know, crack the greatest equations ever, be the greatest quantum physicist, and teach that to people, and be the biggest mushchat in the world, and be the biggest corrupt, you know, abhorrent person under the sun? Absolutely. And you know what? They are not mutually exclusive. We see from the greatest secular chachamim in history that that's the case. By Torah, it doesn't work like that. The Gemara tells us, we learn out, the Gemara brings from the Pasuk in the Navi, Torah can only be learned from and retained by people who resemble a malach. The way it works is that a person who is not a keli, a person has to become a receptacle to absorb the Torah. If a person's midot are not refined, he will not absorb the Torah. And also, on the flip side, he also can't teach the Torah. You know, the Gemara says, the Sichot Musar says an unbelievable var. It says great. The Gemara says, Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Bet. The Torah says, how do we know that when a person learns Torah becomes his own? How do we know that the Torah becomes a person's own, he owns it? Shneimar uv Torato yehege yomam balayna. It doesn't say, how does the beginning of the Pasuk begin? Batechila ki betorat Adonai cheftzo. In the beginning, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The end of the Pasuk, uv Torato. After you toil in the Torah, what happens to it? Comes yours. You have a kinyan in the Torah. Says the Sichot Musar, most people understand this bark mistaken. What do they think? Belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you toil in it, then it becomes yours. It's not a chidush, of course it does. You know what the chidush is? Listen to this, it's a huge bark. He says the chidush over here is the Torah never changes. The Torah begins belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ends belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. What does it mean, uv Torato yehege yomam v'layla? Not that the Torah becomes mine. Rather what? The Torah remains Hashem, Hashem's, and we, after we toil in the Torah, we become part of Hashem. Uv Torato, Hashem's Torah yehege yomam v'layla, we fuse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning Torah. That's the chidush, that's the way it works. Now it makes perfect sense. If through learning Torah, a person is meant to fuse Kav Yachol with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, If that's the case, if a person has corrupt midot, if a person has midot that are not solid, as great as a person is in Torah, it's not going to stick. How does a person want to stick to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol to be, right? Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kudshad Rehu, Doraita, Yisrael Chadhu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and Torah Kedoshah are all one unit. How can a person expect to be one unit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shtabach Shemo, when a person's midot are not as they are supposed to be? That's why the Torah works like this. That's why it's not anybody who wants to can get up and give a lecture on Talmudology, right? It doesn't work like that. In order to delve in Torah and in order to teach Torah, person has to be kemalach Hashem. Person has to, now again, Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't fix all your midot in one day. Guess what? Fixing midot is a life battle. From the second we're born until the moment of our last breath, it's a battle to fix our midot. But guess what? In order to acquire the Torah, person has to simultaneously work on his midot. And if a person's learning Torah and he doesn't fix his midot or his character traits are not refined, he's learning the wrong thing. Because Torah, part and parcel of the Torah is Esh, the Navi says in Yirmiyah, Halo ko devarika Esh ne'um Adonai u'chati shefotzet salah. If the Torah doesn't melt a person's heart, you put metal out of the ground that has all sorts of impurities and, you know, dirt and whatever. You put it into a fire, it melts it, it refines it. The Torah does that to a person. If a person's learning Torah and doesn't get refined simultaneously, he's learning the wrong thing. Not that he's learning the Torah wrong, he's learning something else. Because genuine Torah is only when a person gets refined. And again, person can get refined. It's all in the same Torah. Person has to learn Torah, Musar, and it's all under the same umbrella. But that's the beauty of the Torah. And you know who teaches us that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Is anybody greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? When a person like him, on his great Madriga, when he made that tiniest of errors on his level, the Midat HaKa'as, even he suffered the consequences. Rav Avigdor Milo Alav HaShalom used to say, you know, we find the Torah Kedoshah, very common between the Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebe'alpeh, we find the Torah many, many times pointing out the flaws of the greatest of people. Why is that okay? Why is it okay to point out, you know, why is that okay? What other religion do you find that they constantly point out the flaws of their great people? You find that in Christianity? No, they're all saints, right? You find that in Islam? Mapiton, right? Somebody in, I don't know where it was. You remember the Arab Spring? They tried to point out, you know, the faults of their prophets, and they like burned down the world, right? So, only by the Torah Kedoshah, only by Judaism. Think Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, David, Shlomo. You find issues with them, with Gdolei Nevi'im, Tanaim, Amoraim. Why is that okay? And says Rabbi Avigdor Miller, the answer is because the Torah is Torah Emet. Emet means that we understand that we are Yehudei Isha Basar Adam. We understand that we have shortcomings. That's the way it works. When a person realizes his own shortcomings, half the battle towards beating the Yetzer Hara, his own game in the world of Midot, is realizing that we are not infallible. We are very much finite beings. And when we see that the greatest of the great can make a mistake and can fall, that's supposed to be mechazek us, because you better believe we're making those same mistakes even worse a million times over. But if such great people can make a mistake, rectify, and get back up, that's supposed to be a lesson A of the truth and honesty of the Torah Kedoshah, and a lesson of chizuk to us that if they can fall and get back up, so can we. Rabotai, that's the lesson for today. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Borach. Kol Tov, Atzlacha Rabba, and Chodesh Tov Borach. Take care. Atzlacha Rabba.
Rabbi Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom, Kol Tov.
Atzlacha Rabba.